This is Campus Connection for Thursday, January 25th. I'm Kelly Burley, and joining me, as always, is OSU President Burns Hargis. Happy Thursday to you, Burns.
Indeed, and to you as well.
Let's begin with the collegiate competitive fire. It was burning bright over the weekend at OSU.
Yeah, the last weekend was really great. The Cowboys and the Cowgirls competed in 8 games or matches and won them all. Of course, there was the 2 Bedlam basketball games that got a lot of attention. Then in addition to that, wrestling, women's tennis, and men's tennis each won twice. So we need to make a habit of all of that. I was very proud of our Cowboys and Cowgirls.
Burns, let's turn to the Oklahoma A&M Board of Regents, OSU hosting its governing board for their regular meeting last week, and some news on a couple of fronts.
Yeah, actually, we had our meeting as we go around to the various A&M schools, and this past meeting was at the OSU Institute of Technology in Okmulgee, which does such a great job in preparing very highly skilled graduates who go on to great-paying jobs. They also have an incredible culinary department there, and we always enjoy the food when we're there. We did take the opportunity to also tour the downtown apartments that the school is building or remodeling in some of the old historic buildings in downtown Okmulgee. The town's really starting to come alive, and that's very exciting. In personnel action, Damona Doy was named the new head of the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Service. She becomes the first female to lead the statewide agency. It takes over from the longtime head, Jim Trapp. Damona is Extension's longtime farm management specialist. She holds the Gene Rainbolt Chair in Agricultural Finance at OSU. Damona grew up on a farm near Lawton and has been a faculty member at OSU since 1986. She's a real leader in agricultural economics, and we look forward to her leadership and service to all Oklahomans. Really, as everybody, I think, knows, we have an extension office in every one of the 77 Oklahoma counties, and they provide great information, education, and assistance.
And finally, Burns, I don't know whether cake and candles will be part of the menu, but you will be helping OSU celebrate a big anniversary today.
Well, there won't be any candles if they're using up energy. This is actually, we're having a big anniversary celebration to our energy management team who have done such a great job. Of course, stewardship of our resources is vital to our mission, especially in this age of budget cuts that we're sustaining. OSU's behavior-based energy management program is nationally recognized, and it's been a model for our state. Our success is the result of everyone, our employees and our students, making a commitment to take little steps each and every day to help us reduce energy costs. And it has paid off big time. Since introducing the program in 2007, we have avoided energy costs estimated to be $50 million all across our campuses in Stillwater, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and Okmulgee. Most of those savings, $40 million, are on the Stillwater campus. So at today's luncheon, we allowed ourselves to celebrate our achievements and present awards to many of the folks who've made it happen and are going to continue to do so.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.